Capital Gossip. The Atlanta Constitution. Saturday, 11th of September, 1915. Page 6, Column 4. By Ned McIntosh. Governor is feeling better, say reports from Tennessee. Governor Harris, who has been ill in Hampton, Tenerife, where he is spending a short vacation, was feeling better Thursday, according to reports from Hampton. He has been ill for several weeks and went to Tennessee on the advice of his physician for a rest. With the improvement of his health, Governor Harris expects to return to Atlanta on Sunday and be in his office at the State House again Monday. One of the matters which it is expected he will take up shortly after his return is the call for the extra session of the General Assembly. Besides prohibition, several other matters have been called to the attention of the governor, with the request that they be included in the call for the extra session. Regarded as important among these is a state warehouse bill designed for the protection of the cotton crop. The governor has come to no decision in regard to this bill, nor any other requested legislation save the General Appropriations Bill, for the passage of which the extra session will be specially called. Prison Commission hears pleas for clemency. The Georgia Prison Commission Friday heard several arguments upon petitions for pardons or paroles, including a petition for a pardon for Emmett Stargell, a youth of Hall County, who is serving a life term for killing Wiley Jones in a quarrel which grew out of an alleged insult to Stargell's father. All petitions heard were taken under consideration, and any recommendations will be sent to the governor at an early date. The members of the commission left Friday to spend the weekend at their respective homes. A visitor at the office of the prison commission was Captain Smith, warden of the state prison at Milledgeville, who has been upon a trip to northern Georgia. Game Commissioner Arno decides to make his home in Atlanta, contrary to circulated reports to the effect that Charles S. Arno, of St. Mary's, newly appointed state game and fish commissioner, would make both his home and headquarters in Macon. The commissioner will both live and conduct the business of his office in Atlanta. Mr. Arno made this announcement Friday and set at rest the rumors that have been floating about for some time. Mr. Arno's family has already moved to Atlanta and will have their home at 643 North Jackson Street. Texas. Concern would boycott firm which boycotted Georgia F.R. Jones, secretary to Governor Harris, is in receipt of a letter from a Texas firm of druggists, desiring to know the name of a patent medicine concern in Troy, NY, which recently threatened in a letter to the governor not to sell any more patent medicine in Georgia until the Frank Lynchers are arrested and convicted. The Texas concern resents the attacks made upon the South on account of the Frank lynching, and declares if the name of the Troy concern is furnished to them, they will see that no more of that concern's medicines are sold through the store of the Texas firm. Corporation tax payments indicate great improvement in business. The ease and promptness with which corporation taxes are being paid into the Treasury of the state of Georgia this year, says State Treasurer W.J. Speer, indicates that business conditions in the state have greatly improved over last fall. While the notice that corporation taxes were due did not go out until September 1st, and the time limit for payment does not expire until September 21st, already more than $600,000 has been received in the state treasury. In the first 3 days of September, enough of these taxes were received to meet the state's emergency loan of $300,000. This money was sent to New York on Thursday, so that it will be there Monday to meet the note when it falls due, on September 13th.